Do you have a close friends on your Instagram? The minute that thing turns green, it's like flies on shit.
That's because your ass be out. Don't think I didn't see the tweet. Welcome to the Boyfriends Podcast, where we help you find your circle
and your man.
I'm Jared D. King. Again, I am here with Noelle and Greg. And today we are going to talk about when you go out into a bar somewhere and like you see an acquaintance and they pretend like they don't know you. Like, what is up with that?
It's rude. That's what it is.
Is it?
Yes. Happened to me on Friday.
Oh, okay. Tell us.
Well, me and Carlos were out for a drag race night at Cockatoo, and then we see him, this person, come up the stairs, and he has a tendency of never saying hello in person, in public, but will react to different posts on social media, on Instagram, like he was part of my close friend's thing, and react to some stuff, whatever. And then this time around, I see him come up the steps. So I was waiting to see if he would even like react with us.
Yeah.
He says hi to me, but completely disses Carlos.
Oh.
I was like, that's fucking cute. And I looked at Carlos like, that's so fucked up. He's like, done. So then we're at U-Bar.
Uh-huh.
We're on the side of like on Comac Street.
Yeah.
And we see him come again. And this time, no reaction to neither of us.
What? Like, what's going on? What do you think is going on?
I don't know. I think, and at that point, I just like took up my phone. I was like, unfollow, mute, everything. Like, that's what you're done. I think it's because maybe some people like that don't know how to like interact in person or like be approachable. So they know how to do it behind a screen because we could, there's more like room to be yourself, I guess, when you're not trying to, I can't explain, like,
there's more opportunity to present yourself in a more like specific way.
Yeah.
Even if it is like you, it's not saying like they're like catfishing or whatever, but like, I think you're able to kind of more easily curate.
Yeah.
A version of yourself.
Yeah.
That maybe doesn't align with the same person. Like, you know what I mean? But to that, again, I think a lot of people, I mean, I am always complaining about the younger generation. Like, nobody knows how to communicate anymore. Like, I think apps and technology are wonderful. But, yeah, like, I just, yeah.
Well, what was that post that you pulled out for us earlier? Because I think that really.
Oh, can you grab my phone?
Sure.
I'll see if I can find it. But, yeah, so I think that some people are just, like, uncomfortable, like, even talking and communicating in person, even if it isn't, like, a shady thing. Because, like, I know I've been, like, I've, like, hooked up with like guys and then it's like, okay, well, you were inside me, like I know who you are, you know who I was at
shit.
Do you know what I mean though?
Yeah.
This is a perfect culmination of what we're discussing today. Gay culture is someone liking all of your photos, watching your story daily, and DMing you on three different apps, but still pretending they don't know who you are in public.
So if anybody has dealt with that before, yeah, like I have definitely seen that. There have been some people where I like sometimes I will interact with them and sometimes it'll be nice. Other times it'll be like, you know, they act like I'm not in the room and it's just very strange.
Does any of that, are you able to make any connection to when that does or doesn't happen and related to like the people that they're hanging out with at all? Or like, are they, do you know what I'm saying? Like, is it one thing where like they're nice, but then maybe like if they're with a certain crew of people or like, oh,
I'd
like,
are they alone?
Honestly, no, I haven't really been able to pick up on that necessarily. I think it's really just like an awkwardness type of thing. At least it is for me. Cause I know that I'm not going to say that I've been innocent of this completely, but I think, cause even, you know, our past co-host Mike, we go to the same gym, and the first time that he was there, I didn't know that either until like a few months ago. And, first time that we ran into each other, I definitely said, hey, you know, and we were like, oh, you're here, I'm here. Hey, you know, it was a fun moment. And then it was like the second and third time, I was like, okay, that's Mike. Like, I don't need to,
I think, and
you
I
know
think,
what I'm saying?
I will say this about you. You do that because you've done it to me a few times where I've seen you out and we not knowing you're gonna be out. You're like, hey, about face. I'm like, girl, we know each other. Like, I, we're on
do
the
I? Have I done that?
Yes, you do that a lot when, like, we I see you out and you're like, hey, how are you? Have a good night. I'm like, I'm on this podcast with you. We're supposedly friends. And you treat me like I, like, gave you at a restaurant. I'm at a restaurant. Like, here's your water, sir. I promise you
that is not my intention.
Well, it's what, and I think that's probably why some people may do that to you. Because even if you're, if you see Mike every day at the gym, it should always be the same kind of reaction.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, when I, if I see my friends at the gym every day, it's always like, hey, blah, 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 hello. No matter how many times. It's like, it's almost like housewives. When they see each other, like, all right. the time, it's the same reaction. It's
and that, see, that's the thing. It's like, because even in that instance, like, it was, I kind of was, like, looking for that connection to, like, go and say hi, but I never really got that back. Mm. And this is not a slap at Mike or anything. I still love Mike. But he didn't give me that signal to be like, hey, let's, every
sometimes,
time we
sometimes
do this.
You have to give the signal then. Don't wait for it.
Well, I'm looking. Sometimes I'm looking. I'm like, I don't want to be staring at you all night. But I, you know, it's like, you know, when you go to a bar and you see somebody that you know, kind of.
Why are you waiting for it? Why don't you just do it?
Just walk up and go, hey. And go, hi. Because I need reciprocal energy. That's just me. I'm not kissing anybody's ass. That's not that to me feels like kissing somebody's ass.
That's not
ass.
Kissing someone's ass. It's just being confident enough to be like, hey, what's up?
I just feel like if there's no equal level of reaching out, then it becomes I'm reaching for you. I'm looking for you. You know what I'm saying? It's like it becomes like a hierarchy thing as opposed to like meeting as equals thing. And that's what at least it is for me psychologically.
And I think that's fair though too. I think like, I mean, we probably all have people in our lives that we know we're like, I don't have the energy nor am I interested to like do that. But sometimes it's like, it is worth it to just like try it and be like, oh, like, hey, like, how's it going? Cause like, did something really happen or are they just like not as confident or who knows what? But I get, you're not gonna continuously, if that person kind of rejects me or doesn't really show up like at least 2, maybe 3 times, and I'm like, okay, cool, I know to stop putting in like my energy. But sometimes it could be worth it.
I mean, the first initial try, not saying keep doing it every time. After the second time and get that reaction back, I'm like, okay, I get it.
Yeah,
I know where we both stand.
Yeah.
But usually if I see someone that I've been interacting with social media out, I'd be like, hey. And I've gotten like the whole walk by this. It does not fucking feel nice. It's like, I was like, oh.
I mean, I know there's one person in particular. I've seen them out a few times. We have greeted each other. It's been one of those like back, like off and on kind of like greeting and no greeting. And like, do you see me? I see you, but do you see me? And can I even approach you? Because I'm not trying to be thirsty. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, you know, there have been instances where it's just like, where I have gone up to this person and was like, hey, I don't want to pretend like we don't know each other, okay? So I just said it like point blank, like, hey, let's not pretend like we don't know each other when we see each other out.
We see each other.
Right, exactly. So it's like, you know, let's not be all awkward around each other when we all go to U-Bar every weekend. Like,
do
stop.
I would ask you both a question. Do you guys have the same, do you have close friends on your Instagram?
I do, but I don't use it.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you post, like...
Yes.
Okay. Well, so do I. So what annoys me about that, someone goes hand in hand, like, I will get reactions on CF than regular stuff.
CF?
Close friends.
Okay.
Like, most people will react to whatever I post on close... Like, the minute that thing turns green, it's like flies on shit.
That's because your ass be out.
It but is. Even if it's not, like, you do, but you see that green circle and most of the time. You
don't think it. I didn't see the tweet.
Oh, yeah. You know what's funny about that the other day?
I'm going to need to show receipts.
We saw the tweet.
Timeline.
I sent that to Carlos when he was in the ER, right? And then because I woke up that morning and I was like, ooh. I took a picture of it. I sent it to him. And then I said, do you care if I post this on my CF or whatever? He's like, no, do what you want. So I did. And then went up to my Twitter account.
And oh, did it?
it's on there.
Uh-huh.
I put it on purpose.
Okay.
But I forgot that, like, you follow me.
I'm gonna need to see your Twitter.
I said, oh, this is interesting.
It's the only place where I feel like I can be like expressive with my body and feel comfortable with it, and I don't really care who follows me or not, mm-hmm. honestly. But I feel like people don't react to like my food posts or my business posts or whatever I do on a normal day basis, but they'll like quickly go to that stuff.
Can I get off on a tangent real quick?
Yeah.
Because I feel like social media for gay men is particularly hard if you're not showing your body.
It is.
I don't know how you guys feel about that, but I feel like I've made the conscious effort to like not do the thirst traps anymore, because I'm just like, I mean, unless I'm like on the beach or something, like it's an appropriate setting for me to not have any clothes on, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not gonna be like,
I'm like, bitch, there's more balls than beach.
But I feel like we feel pressured almost in order, or not
for attention,
because it's like we could post that we're, you know, going I always to the supermarket today, but nobody's gonna interact.
Yeah, I always reply
if you
to
take some nudes there.
I recently just took people off my close friends, depending on the reaction that I get. Mm. And I know I might set myself up for whatever reply, but when I feel like it's like, it takes away from what I'm trying to do, right? Be comfortable with my body, because sometimes I'm not comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend approves the post. It's not like he's not on it either. He sees what I do. But when someone is like, says, bend over, for me, it's like, ew. It's like, ugh.
Like, it just comes back to the way you kind of like interact with like letting friends into your life. You're like, if you get a hint that they want something more, like, you're doing this because it's fun. It's you're expressing yourself.
The minute
yourself,
that you make it feel gross, I will, then you have no longer
your privilege.
You have no, you lost your privilege, your free membership to look at my booty or whatever I have to, mm-hmm. to post on there. And you no longer see it anymore.
Yeah.
That's how I can take control over it.
Gotcha.
One of the things, it's not like exactly picking back off that, but like before that I was thinking to kind of try, I mean, you know when you're like being like actively ignored. So I had somebody, I met them like one time at this, like they were just DJing at their house when I was like with my like ex. It was just like an after hours thing. And I was out with girlfriends. It was actually like this past December and Christmas. And like, I could see this guy looking over, but like, I just didn't connect that it was him. And then he like Instagrammed me like 15 minutes later. He's like, way to ignore me. I was like, I honestly didn't, like, it just didn't register. I was like, I could see him looking at me, but there was no connection. So in that instance, I ignored him, but like, it wasn't intentional. And then I guess the flip side of that is like, there are definitely like people on like social media or whatever, or like guys that I may like find like really like attractive, or like maybe a performer that I think is really talented, but like, it's funny, like, I'm an outgoing person. I don't really have an issue talking to people. I don't get nervous, but there are certain people that I can be like, oh, I think that guy's really good looking from what I see on social media, and like, maybe I like interact with stuff, but like, I wouldn't have the balls to go up and be like, hi, like, we follow each other, like, I know you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an area where that could be perceived as like being ignored, but like, it's more a me thing than it's a them thing.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and then there are people that I just flat out ignore. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying I'm an angel. There, we all have those people, right?
Yes, we do.
No, I don't.
Okay, cool.
Yes, we do. We absolutely do. I do.
You do?
Yeah.
And they follow you on social media?
No, they're blocked. Exactly. I'm not getting into that because the Twitter girls got on my ass a month ago because of some clip from this podcast.
Oh no.
Child. I didn't even like read the thread, but it's just like, it's just so annoying. It's just so annoying. I'll share after, because Emily, I'm not even giving it life. I'm not giving it life. Thank you for subscribing for the mess, but it's no longer here. So now I'm gonna ask you about something else. Oh, you.
What a supple change of topics.
Didn't you say something happened with you at camps or at the camps, or what is it called? Campsite something?
The woods?
What happened at the woods? Didn't you say somebody you knew was at the woods and then they acted like they didn't know you, they didn't, they acted like you didn't exist or something along those lines.
I remember there was an interaction with someone that I hooked up with years ago that he saw me in the pool and pretended he didn't see me. And then took like 2 days of being at the woods that the last day. I'm like, I know you see me. You know who I am. And I had sunglasses on. So I went like this. He goes, it is you. I'm like, well, yes, who could it be? Santa Claus? Like, yeah, it's me. He's like, well, I wasn't sure if it was you or not. I'm like, well, the first thing to do is ask the question or come swim up to me to ask me if it was me. And it had been like maybe like 5-6 years in a gap that we didn't see each other. So I didn't change that much. Mm. But we ended up talking after. And
okay.
Good.
Okay. Mm. Well, that was not the story I expected.
I don't remember a story at the woods where I was ignored.
Okay.
Cool. I've not been to the woods, but I have a messy story for you. I met, this was this past fall, or end of summer, fall, around that time, I had met this couple that was moving to Philly, and like we really like kind of like hit it off. Ended up coming home with me that night. And part of the rules, and I don't remember this being discussed, was that they will only sleep with a person one time. Like they don't do like repeats, whatever. That's their rules. Whatever. So I'd been continuing to text both of them after they left. They were moving here like in October, and I was like, great, like let's hang out. Like had a really great time with them outside, mm-hmm. of like the fun stuff, mm-hmm. right? And had just been like texting like here and there, and then I guess at one point there was zero intention from my side, but like I was just like, I must have texted just one. Well, I know which one I text, and I was just like, oh, you should like come cuddle, like being like silly, not being like super serious. Either way, totally fine. Mm-hmm. And then later, the other one like texts me like a very like long message, like that's not cool. I know you only wanted him and not me. And I was like, hey, like it was very apologetic. And then like I had seen him out a few times, and it was just like
a little awkward.
They just ignore me, which is fine. You. But then I randomly ran into them again, unexpectedly, like, oh, it's not a big deal. Don't worry. Da 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 da. I was like, okay, that's doesn't align with what you text me. And then I come to find out from another random friend that one of them was trying to get with him. I was like, that's funny because they don't play alone. And so I've come to learn that they've completely changed their rules since moving here, which is fine.
Okay.
But I was just like, I feel like I got caught in this trap, yeah. this unintentional trap. And I'm like,
it had nothing to do with you.
And now just, I'm just like, this is yeah. juicy. Hope they're not listening.
I will say this, like going wow. to, like being in the woods, like, a lot of Philly people go there during the summer. And so, like, I guess because there's so much openness of being there. And most people are half naked anyway. So there's, like, you're not hiding from anything. And, like, people talk to you. But when they realize that you're from the same city, and like, oh, yeah, we should totally, like, link up when we get back into town. Let's grab dinner. Nothing.
Never happens.
Never happens.
Is that a Philly thing?
I think that's gay culture.
This is gay cool. I mean, Philly's my only city where I lived in my whole life so far, yeah. but yeah.
Maybe it is just
gay. I mean,
culture.
We've met so many gay couples in the woods, and like, we
have
a good.
But also, it's like, you know, you're in an environment where it's like, hey, let's just have fun.
It's a different, it's like, a mindset. Different, yeah. It's like when you're yeah. on, like sometimes, like, do you ever find that, like, when you're on, like, vacation, it's just easier to talk to strangers?
Yeah.
Or, like,
same scenario.
I feel like anytime I go on, like, vacation, I could, like, meet a guy I'm, like, interested in, mm-hmm. and then I'm just like, well, why can't we do that here? And like yeah. I'm still good about like being able to open up communication with strangers or whatever, so like it's not like, oh, I come back and I'm a different person. But I feel like whenever I'm away, there's like no pressure, and like things just happen naturally.
I get looked at a lot.
Yeah, you do.
well we're very confident, are we?
No, he's not being cocky. I'm agreeing with him.
No, when like people, I'd rather someone be like, hey, hello, than just like stare.
That's, they'll say hello and just stare at
no,
you.
No, I'd rather them be like, hey, hello, stare, or whatever, than just be like,
I fuck you.
I fuck, yeah. Not even that, like, just like, I always say, like, hello. If it's more than, like, a 3-second gaze, I'm like, hello.
Yeah. I don't know. I've had a lot of instances where, you know, you can quickly feel the energy where it's like, they don't really want to talk to you. And it's just like, mm-hmm. I don't know where this comes from, because last time we were chit-chatting and kikiing, and it was all good. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, you can't, like, it's like, it's not like I'm going to, like, overpower the conversation. I just wanted to stop by and acknowledge you and say hello, how you doing, and then skedaddle on to my own little corner.
I felt so bad on Friday because, like, someone had approached me at U-Bar about being on the podcast. I was like, and I get so, like, it's so out of nowhere. Like I don't know this person, but who's this person that knows me, right? So it's like, and then my friend just showed up at that very moment. So, like, I was just so, like, kerfuffled that, like, oh, yeah, we're recording on Sunday, da-da-da. And I was like, my friend, I was like, I hope I feel like I'm ignoring this person for acknowledging who I am. Mm-hmm. Out and whatever.
Yeah.
So whoever that person is, I'm so sorry that I felt I'd ignore you on purpose. I was just like so confused about what was
being
happening.
A diva.
No, I was not, and I really appreciate
it. I don't know her.
No, he actually talked to Carlos too. Like, while I was talking to my friend, like, he talked to Carlos about the podcast as well.
Okay.
So it was, like, nice to get, like, positive feedback from, like, strangers like that.
Okay.
I don't know people that follow me on social media that I know out. And I don't want to sound like I'm not, like, being, like, a pig-headed. Like, they usually, like, would notice me first. They come up to me like, oh, like, you're so-and-so's friend, or you're on the podcast, or you have no privacy. Like, yeah. I'm like, thank you.
So wait, you do me when that happens?
Because that reaction, I'm like, oh, like, I don't think...
You're caught off guard.
I'm caught off guard, and I don't walk around like everyone should know who Noel is.
Yeah.
Like, ever. So, like, when I get stripped like that, I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, I don't know how to react to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm just, like, really gracious about it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, I have to now, like, re-examine my behaviors. Because I'm like, okay, if that's what I'm giving, if I'm giving ice princess,
I'm telling you, someone that I've seen many times now, because even in the tavern bathroom where we met, after we worked together, like, I noticed you first.
Mm.
And you're like, oh, yeah. And then...
And then just, like, moved on.
Okay, bye.
I just want everybody to know I'm very awkward. And I try to play it off like I'm not, but I'm very awkward.
It comes off as very, like, given, like, an air.
Yeah. No, I get that. Yeah. I get that. But, I mean, it's like... I think that's my way of playing it off, is just to be, like, very snooty. Because otherwise, I'm extremely awkward and insecure. Like,
I'd rather have that than having that.
Well, I'm saying
of
if
air.
I don't prop myself up mm-hmm. a certain way, then.
So defensive.
Is that defensive? Is that a defensive way of communicating?
I think so.
I don't think so. I think. Haven't
been thinking about it. I don't think it's defense.
Guarded?
Yeah, I guess so. It's a way of he's.
Is there a bunch of difference?
He's presenting himself that, you know, in that sense to kind of protect himself, right?
Yeah. I would say it's you know, I mean, like, I won't say intentionally snooty. I think that's how it comes off. But, like, I try to present myself in a way that is very confident, and, you know, I feel like sometimes that does, just because of the way that I am, it comes off a little bit snooty and a little bit whatever. That's not my intention, but I also don't want to be a bother to anybody else, and that's part of my.
I don't think that's ever.
And I think that's why I cut my conversation short. Because
I'm
like,
to that though.
Oh, okay. Well, it was nice to see you, and let me not hold up all your time and be and you know, you because I could talk with you forever.
He was so surprised that, like, on an everyday basis, I reached out to him, or, like, I suggested of doing something. He's like, wow, like, I'm so, like, why are you so surprised by that? Because it doesn't really happen that much in our community where, like, someone wants to outreach and get to know you, and, like, the communication's on point, blah, blah, blah. I get that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm one of those, like, a rare person that does that, but, like, I get it. Where he was like, why? I'm like, why are you so surprised by that? Like, I want to see you hang out with you.
Well, yeah. It's just my, and we kind of talked a little bit about this, like, until recent years, like, I really haven't had, like, gay friends. I know plenty of gay people, mm-hmm. I have lots of acquaintances, but, like true blue friends that I can sit down, I can call if I have, like, an issue. Like, I haven't really had that until, like, the last 2 years. So, I mean, my friends have always been, like, straight. So, like, that's why it's like I've been around gays and that energy, but I just haven't found the right people. I'm just like, no, stay away from me. So it's just, it's been harder to find the right people that I'm gonna let in and keep in. So
yeah,
that's all. So that's why I'm surprised.
Yeah. For me, I was like, why are you so shocked by that?
Yeah.
But I totally understand.
Knowing you, I'm not shocked at all. Like, that absolutely tracks the person that you are. It just was surprising based on previous experiences I've had with other people. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, and I think, unfortunately, a lot of us have had situations where that would be surprising. Somebody genuinely reaching out just to be like a friend and not really having like an ulterior motive behind it. Okay. So what would be the best way forward in these situations? One of our viewers is going out to a bar. They are kind of in a space where they kind of know an acquaintance, maybe not like the closest of friends, but you know, they get that little bit of, can I go talk to you? Or do you have like this weird energy? Like, what do you do in that situation? Like, what would be the best steps?
Just go out, like, be your weird, authentic self, and see who like latches on.
I think you should just read the situation. Like, how often do you associate this person on social media? Like, how often are you guys interacting?
Probably not often.
Yeah, because if you're...
I would assume. I mean, like, even if they're not all up in my stories, but I've just seen you out multiple times, if we've interacted a couple times, and we've had pleasant interactions.
My reaction to the person in public will depend on how many times we react on social media. Like, if someone replies to something that I post and they're consistent in that, of like, it could be flames, it could be applause, whatever. Yeah. My thing I usually do with any post I do, any reaction, I usually say thank you, I say prayer hands, I do a wink, whatever, just to acknowledge that they took a second to look at my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends how often are they doing that.
Yeah.
And then if you, depending on that, is how I react to them in public.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like a lot of us want to be acknowledged or want to be seen. And I think, you know, if you go out and you see somebody that you recognize, go say hi. Don't pretend. Yeah, don't. Okay.
Offer them a corn dog. I don't know.
I will say that I've always approached you,
but you feel like I have never approached you. Okay, so here's the other thing, because I feel like if I see you specifically, I will approach you.
So,
but I think just in all of those past instances, maybe you saw me first, and maybe I was just in my own bubble at that moment, because I'm never going, like, nobody that I work with on this podcast is going to get the hate treatment from me. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to do the, you know.
That's my favorite thing you do. It's such a bitchy thing.
Like, hi.
Yeah. Hi. My God. That's the best thing you fucking does. So God. Hysterical.
I don't think I've been on the receiving end of that yet.
No. But you won't.
Maybe today. When we're done.
We've got one more episode to go. We don't know. We'll see. But yeah, I would say let's just be a little bit kinder to each other. Let's, if you see somebody you recognize, even if there's a little bit of shade going on, then maybe let them
It's
be.
One thing to pass but somebody if they don't you don't notice see you. Them. But if you're like looking at each other like, I see you, and you don't do anything like that, like you don't react to anything, it's so rude.
Yeah. But it's also like you also don't have to chase the person down if they're all the way across the room. No.
And you know when it's a person when you're like, I know why I'm being ignored or vice versa. And like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like sometimes, you know, it's like, no, I'm good.
But I think, I don't know. I think in this case, it's just like adding like a little bit more niceness to the equation for us, I think would be the answer. So
we could all stand to do with a little more kindness.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
Well, I believe that is it for this episode, but I want to thank you all for watching and for joining us on this. And if you have any comments or anything, please leave them in the comment section below. Let us know what you think. You know, DM us, do all that stuff. And until next time, if you have no one else, you got us. Was that a got that time?
I mix us with have and
gruel.
Okay. Okay, we're gonna get there.